S unit on a well-calibrated signal strength meter on a good receiver is a 6 decibel change. It's a 4-to-1 difference in, by definition, S9 signal strength is supposed to be 50 microvolts. Decibels of voltage is 20 log of voltage ratio. Whereas when you're taking ratios of power, it's 10 times the log of the power ratio. And do the voltage dBs and the power dBs equal the same thing? When you carry it out correctly, the answer is yes. If there's some confusion, equivalent is defined as S9 on a good receiver. S8 is 6 dB weaker. It's half the voltage, 1/4 the power, but half the voltage of 50 microvolts is 25 microvolts. S7 compared to S8, half again, half of 25 is 12.5. So, 10 volts S8, 12.5 microvolts S7, and so on. So, even your signal strength meter is decibels, in that case, with reference to 50 microvolts, and we don't call them dB 50 MV. We could, but it's all numbers you'll be hearing about. You have to keep remembering it is a ratio of power or a ratio of voltage. And that's easy to confuse, because once you add another letter, dBmV, that dB with reference to a millivolt, or dBm, dB with reference to a milliwatt, there's also the dBw scale, dB with reference to a watt. A 1-watt signal is 0 dBw. A 1-watt signal happens to be 1,000 milliwatts. I know it's confusing, plus 30 dBm equals 0 dBw. 0 dB with reference to 1 watt of power, or 30 decibels above 1 milliwatt of power. Same point. So, these are the things that people often forget. Decibels are always a ratio, unless there's another letter telling you what the ratio is referenced to. Then it becomes absolute. Other than that, it's a change. If I got 3 decibels richer, I have doubled my money. I haven't told you how much money I got. If I told you I've got 3 dBd, well, I've got $2. Hey, now it's time we stop talking about the dBd scale. K2KEY, K2YW in the TechNet. Sounds good.
That's a CB, they cannot dictate 2RIW, WB, 2HW.
Very fine, Howard. Go ahead, Paul. I bet you've got a lot to add to. All the places that you've first heard about decibels, I bet you've got a long list of stories of how people have misused them and misunderstood them because they forgot that it's a ratio. It only becomes absolute when you relate it to something that's absolute. Milliwatt, millivolt, watt, and so on. K2KEY, you got it, Mel.
Well, you sort of jumped over some of what I was going to cover tonight into what I probably carry on with next week, because it's a little bit of a large subject to, you know, all of a sudden that somebody can digest. But I'll break it down basically very simply. Just remember that a dB is a convenient, or I could use it if you're listening to a stereo system, an audio system. You could say it's the relative sound intensity. Now, as Dick was alluding to when he said about, you know, different sound levels and how it sounds from one person to another, our ear is very funny. It can adjust at a moment's notice to a different level. For instance, you could be sitting outside one summer night, and the bush right next making a lot of noise. You feel, oh boy, listen to that cricket, you know, screeching along there. Oh, is he loud? 1 minute later, to your other side is your driveway in your car. The alarm goes off in the car. Now, you will now say that the cricket is not so loud, but you know, you see what happens there. So now, I would say, possibly if I was standing there, gee, I think the alarm on the car is 5 times louder than the cricket. You think, no, it's most likely 10 times louder than the cricket. See, so it depends on the person. Another example is if you live in, like, Midtown Manhattan, and you know what a clamor there always is, there's noise all the time, And you get so used to it that you don't even really hear it after a while. Well, a friend of yours comes to visit from the country, and he says, I don't know how you take this. I'm going crazy. The noise level is so, you know, there's so much noise here. So there we are. We've got to have some way of making measurements. And one of the ways of making measurements, and all I think was mentioning, is Alexander Graham Bell and his associates did a lot of came along. It was really, the research really went into DBs, or the sound level phone system at the time. You got to remember, like in the phone system, when you talk into your, holding your handset, and you talk into the ear coming back in the earpiece. See, that's a set level. So now, if we wanted to give an example, basically, what Dick said, he basically referred to a formula for a dB which requires the use of logarithms. And that is dB is equal to 10 times the log of P2 over P1. P stands for power. P2 is usually the output power, where P1 would be the input. So a good example of that would be, now, if you remember, we're also talking about to the base 10. This is known as log. Now, there are exceptions. We're going to do it, everything being equal, right through. So let's take a simple example of an amplifier, simple amplifier. And as I said, we're going to use base 10. Now, I think I want to explain that. If you want to write 1 million to a million, you would see that you'd have to go 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, 6 times. And that means that if you make it 10 to the 6, that will be million, 1 million. So now let's say we had, as Dick just said, we had 1 microwatt. And that would be 0.000001. That would be 1 microwatt. And if we had an amplifier that put out 20 watts, we can now say how many dB gain, how much are we gaining going from the 1 microwatt to 20 watts, how many dB. So we apply this formula, 10 log, the power output will be 20 watts, input is, like I say, is the 1 microwatt. If we divide that, we'll get 10. Now, a lot of the calculators, you can go logarithm directly. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you know, you got to put down the characteristic, which usually means that it's always one less than numbers. In 20 million, you've got 8 numbers. So you, right away you would start, you know it's got to be stopped. And then you look up the Matissa. That's what they call the Matissa, the other part that you look up. And you'll find that it'll be 7.3010. In other words, the log of 20 million would be 7.3010. Now we have to multiply that, so we multiply that, and that will give us approximately 73, a little over 73 dB. So if we have a 1 microwatt coming or going in, and 20 watts coming out, we've got a 70 dB difference. 73 dB difference, excuse me, 73 dB difference. Any questions, or Dick, do you want to say anything so far? Over.
I want to make sure there was nobody with a question. We got to be careful about one area here, Mel, the voltage and whatever. Power is 10 times the log base 10. Voltage decibels are 20 times the log base 10. Or there are some people who will even do current ratios. Again, 20 times the log of I1 over I2. And if it was voltage, 20 times the log of V1 over V2. But these are logs base 10, which are not called natural logs. The natural logs are the one that are base, the 2.37 number. And so we can't call those natural. I don't know what we call the base 10 type logs. They're not called natural logs. So gotta be careful. We've used one word there that might confuse people. One other point is that a bell is a big unit. We use 1/10 of a bell, decibel. That's why we multiply by 10. If you wanted to rate a power ratio in bells, it would be And bells equals log of P1 over 10 for that, is that we're using a unit that's smaller, a decibel. That's where the 10 came from. Another unit, reason why the decibel came, investigation. They had a whole lot of people wearing earphones, and they gave them signal tones in those earphones, and they discovered that the smallest amount of change in volume that the average person could say, yes, that became louder, was 1/10 of a bell. That's what they told the decibel came about, because the average person could hear that ratio of change in sound power and say, yes, it got stronger, or yes, it got weaker. A bell was much too big. A millibell, a thousandth of a bell, the average person would say, no, nothing happened. Or a centibel, another unpopular unit. Again, too small. People would say nothing happened. But a decibel, the average person will say, yes, I can tell that is a louder sound. The deci in front, where you multiply by 10, that creates a little bit of confusion. But do remember that most of the logs that you work with are log base 10. There is a place where log base E, the 2.718 number, comes about, and that's where you're calculating we won't go there for a while. That's a different kind of logarithmic scale. It has a different set of names. It's called numbers instead of decibels. So just know that there is a use for a decibel-like factor with so-called natural logs. And where Mel was telling us to take the mantis, the big number and the little number, you've got a mantis or an ordinate, I think, or I've forgotten the names, but when you know you're with a 10 million to 1 ratio, you know the log of 10 million is going to be 1 with 10 zeros after it, the log of that is going to be, correction, 10 million, a log with, it's going to be a number with 7 zeros after it, you know that the log of that is going to be 7, and then the amount that's left over, if it's 20 million instead of 10 million, that's where the 3 came in to make it 7, but the point I was going to make then, I've forgotten it now. Quote, most of the logs you're working with are base 10. And just know that there's another kind which occasionally can create a little bit more confusion. To remember how to take logarithms the old-fashioned way, by looking them up in a good book, figuring out the big number and the small number. One of them is called the mantissa, and I can't remember what we call the other one. Mantissa inordinate, something like that. Anyhow, very few people do it by a lookup table anymore. A $5 calculator you can buy in any drugstore, so to speak, usually has a log scale. You put the power ratio, log, and it might be log with a little 10 below it, telling you that it's log base 10, then automatically you put in the number 20 million, and it'll give you something very close to 73 as an answer. If you press the log with a little 10 after it, if you press the LN key, natural log key, you'll get a bigger number than 73. And I've got a calculator that does both, and later on I'll actually go through that. But if you press the LN key by mistake, you'll get something that'll look crazy. And as I pass it over to Mel, I'll do that experiment when he passes it back to me as an answer. With 20 million, if you press the LN key instead of the LOG 10 number, 10 key by mistake, which is the right one. So with the logs that we normally use, press the key labeled LOG, and there's usually a 1-0 after it. Do not press the LN key, and that'll give you a different answer for a different in the TechNet.
Roger, this is K2B. Well, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm looking at the LN key. Dick is talking about the LOG, which is known as the common logarithm. I'm thinking of the LN because I use that many times, more often. That's the natural. Pop a little bit over at the here, Dick. I'm going to back it up a little bit. All right, so we just went over basically the application of 10 log of P2 over P1. Now, another question was DBM. Dick started to talk about DBM. I'll give you a little example of DBM. I have a microphone, and the microphone has one of its characteristics. It says it is minus 75 dBm with 0 dB. So when they say dB, minus 75 dBm, they're referencing that to a milliwatt, which would be 0.001 watt. Now, as an example of that, let's see an application of that so you can visualize it at minus 75 dBm. And I connected it to a preamplifier. Okay? And out of this preamplifier, I want to connect it to a power amplifier that, let's say, has a 15 watt output. I will ask, how many dB are we going from the input of the 15 watt amplifier? Now, we can do this right away very simply. If we take the microphone at minus 75 dBm, we put it into this preamp so that what will come out will be 0 dB at 1 or 1 milliwatt. We'll use, in fact, 0 dB as the reference to 1 milliwatt. In other words, we're going in, we're adding 75 dB gain, you can say. So now we're coming out with 0 dB at reference to 1 milliwatt. Now if we take our amplifier, we know our amplifier has a 15 watt output, and n log of our output 15 over our 1 milliwatt, which would make it 0.0 times the log of 15,000. Again, we look up the log of 15,000, we find it's 4.1761. And we multiply that by 10, we come out with 41.761, or approximately around 42 dB. However, remember from our preamp, we picked up 75 dB there. So now, if we take the 75 dB that we picked up coming out of our preamp into our amplifier, we add the full amplifier. In other words, the total gain of the system will be 117 dB. Okay? Anybody got any questions? Do you want to make some comments on that, Vic? Over.
Okay, and by knowing there's more than one way, you may get a little bit more clarity out of it. Decibels of gain can be added. If Mel's preamplifier went from minus 75 dB with reference to a milliwatt, that's the signal level coming out of his microphone, and the preamp brings 0 dBm, from minus 75 to 0, that's a 75 dB gain. Then to go from the 1 milliwatt to 15 watts of output, you could say two things have happened. One of the stages brought it from 0 dBm, 1 milliwatt, up to a watt, that's a 30 dB gain. And then the next stage brought it from 1 watt to 15 watts. And 15 as a logarithm, if I can explain, the log go of 11.7. So I could take the 11.7 of the power output stage that went from 1 watt to 15 watts. I could add it to the amplifier first stage that went from 1 milliwatt to 1 watt, that was 30 dB, and then I could add to that the 75 dB of gain I just calculated from the preamplifier that went from minus 75 dBm out of the microphone up to 0 dBm out. So I'm adding up those three numbers, 11.7 dB, final stage of the amplifier, 30 dB, the driver stage of the amplifier, 75 dB together, and I get that 116.7 dB that Mel just talked about. It's interesting to note that the average radio receiver in your car has around 120 decibels of gain from the antenna to the loudspeaker. And so this microphone circuit that Mel just talked about happens to have 116.7 dB of gain from the microphone output to what comes out of your room illuminating amplifier. I'm going to pass it back to Mel, but there was one other person who wanted to make a comment that I heard there for a second, so I'll give a little bit of a delay there, Mel. K2KEY with a delay. K2IW in the TechNet. Mr. OQD, that was Bob. I may have skipped over you by mistake. I do remember asking if I had skipped anyone. The person who was by here. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, think you did. Oh, no. Yeah, I just want to make it quick here. The reason I probably didn't come back is I'm my fire department now. We got beaten a little bit down over here in Greenwich, Connecticut there. So I probably had... I just want to say... away. And I guess I'll catch you next week with my questions there. I just want to let you know that, you know, 73, I hope everybody's safe in the... job. Right over this one. Everybody have a good evening. KB1, OQ, we'll be clear.
Hey, you're not alone, Bob. I got the water cooling into my basement right now. And I've done a lot of work putting up additional berms around my house. I live on a rocky chunk of my basement. Oh, well. After Mel and I finish the subject of decibels, if you're still there, Bob, we'll go to your question that too bad we didn't get to earlier. K2KEY. K2LIW in the segment. You got a mouth?
Yeah, this is K2KEY, all right. Like I say, Dick, I'm trying to go very slow with this because from the questions I'm getting, it's very, very hard for people to understand. So that's why I'm showing examples and going very slow. I don't want to, you know, lose upon one more thing tonight. And that is in solid-state circuits, transistor circuits, you will see many times reference to decibels used as with voltage and current ratios. Now let me talk, if you remember, basically I'm going to go back and say you've got to remember about the formulas for power. Power, if you want to compute power as it is, relates to voltage, you would have P equals E squared divided by R. It's P squared, P equals I squared divided by R. Now with that in mind, if we wanted to use that, the voltage in dB, now if you notice in the power, we're raising voltage and current to the power of 2, the little 2 you put in there, that's raising it to 2. So what we have to do, we're going to change now our formula a little bit around. So instead of 10 dB equals to 10 log of P2 over P1, we're going to do the same thing to the log. We're going to make dB equals 22 over E1. In the case of current, we're going to make dB equals to 20 log I. As in a number of solid-state transistor circuits where they refer more to dB in voltage and current situations. So you can keep that in mind. That's how they arrive at that formula of the 20, putting the 20 in instead of the 10 log. I think I will cover tonight, Dick. Getting kind of late. I don't want to bore everybody too much and overpower with them. So I'll just leave it at the couple of formulas that we tackled. And K2RIW in the tech net, K2KEY.
Very fine, Mel. Bob, if you're still there, I'm watching a radar animation on my screen right now. And there's a big chunk of very heavy rain that just swept across Long Island. And it's heading for the southern shore of Connecticut right now. At the rate it's going, I think it's going to be there within about a half hour. I can see by the great big empty spot in central Connecticut, you guys have had a dry spell. Look out, a big chunk of rain is coming. One of the minor correction into power is E squared divided by R. I agree with that. And then with reference to current, you said it's I squared divided by R. And there, you fell into a trap, easy to fall into. I squared times R. So power is I squared times R. Power is equal to V squared divided E times I. So there's at least three power formulas. Voltage times current is one way of calculating power. As long as they're in phase, through a resistor, they as a load, they would be. E squared over R, I squared times R, or E times I are the three power relationships. If you made the mistake of dividing I squared by R, you'll get a much smaller power number than is the real thing. And on that formula we were doing before, I forget what the log natural versus log regular. Let me do it with, let's see, a 45. If I had a 100 to 1 ratio, and I took the log of that to the base 10, make it 2, multiply 10, 20 decibels, makes sense. Take the same 100 ratio and do log natural, 46, multiply it by 10, I'd end up with 46.05 dB. So if you make the mistake in a 100 to 1 ratio, in other words, you've got an amplifier, you put in 1 milliwatt, and out comes 100 milliwatts, with the right formula, you'll say that that amplifier has 20 dB of gain. If you use log natural by mistake on your handheld calculator, instead of 20 dB of gain, you'll think it's got 46 dB of gain. So get a little bit careful about that one. When you hear all of these formulas about logs, all these formulas about passing, you're going to write it down. It's not going to make sense right away. The second or third time you hear it, you read the right section of the radio amateur's handbook, minute book, all of these discuss decibels, it'll start making some more sense. Logs give a lot of people who are not heavily steeped in mathematics a fair amount of trouble. Don't be discouraged by that. One of the things that was taught to me in my particular college is that when you try to be happy, it means you're learning. When you're frustrated, you're learning. If the material you're listening to from that professor in front of the room is perfectly understandable to you, and you sit back there and say, yeah, I know this, and I'm happy, you're not happy. So don't let the frustration turn you away from this material. Stick with it. If you're going to work in radio, acoustics, and a lot of other scientifically oriented fields, decibels are worth knowing. K2KEY, KTRIW in the TechNet.
Hey, this is K2KEY. I didn't realize I set P equals I squared over I. I'm sorry if I said it. This is, I should make notes. That's one of my problems here. I don't make notes of what I'm saying. I'm just trying to do this as organized in my mind. So what Dick says is P equals E squared over R, or P equals I squared. Oh, no. All right, now, I was going to just finish this up with one more comment I should have mentioned. That, what we did up to now, we were talking about, you know, reference level to have a meaning in what we were doing. But there are times, let me say this, I don't want to confuse anybody, so I'm going to try to say it slow and nice. If you don't understand it now, we'll pick up on it after. For instance, we have an amplifier, and it has a gain of 60 dB. Let me see if I can organize this in my mind so I'll say it right so you'll understand what I'm trying. We were to insert a pad into the system. And it said that the pad, say, has a loss of 10 dB. Now, the ratio, in other words, of the pad will deliver 1/10 of the power, as you can see. And here, we're not doing it by the way we were doing it before. That we're referring to it in a way like a ratio, but in other words, the pad will deliver. We could say the pad will deliver 1/10 of the power fed in at its input. I think that always that we're going from the set reference level. This is like one instance. I don't know if I said this right, Dick. I only know I should have brought this up, but I have a feeling I didn't want people to get confused that it's always, you know, part of the same reference level. Maybe you can put this over.
Yeah, I think you're right. I see where you're trying to go with this one, Mel, and it's a good point. Although decibels are almost always a ratio, you're comparing two things. If I start off with a really sturdy microphone and I put it into an amplifier with 10 dB of gain, my 1 milliwatt becomes 10 milliwatts of output of that amplifier. But with the amplifier Bill was talking about with 60 decibels of gain, you can work decibels backwards. We're not going to go there tonight, but there's a way of converting decibels back into ratio. When you do that, you'll find out that 60 decibels is a 1,000,000 to 1 ratio. So as long as you're not overloading the amplifier by putting in too strong a signal, an amplifier will always produce an output power 1 million times greater than the input power you apply to that amplifier, as long as you don't exceed its specifications. So in that case, you can say it's got 60 dB of gain, and for all reasonable level gain, even though you haven't defined how many milliwatts or how many microwatts you put in, or how many watts you mean, as long as you don't put in a signal that's too strong, which saturates the output, or too weak, which is below the noise characteristics of the amplifier. So as long as you're using it within its dynamic range, you can always say it's got 60 decibels of gain. Since you know decibels are a ratio, you know it's always giving you an output as long as you follow those rules. Good operational amplifiers that I have used have a gain of 100 to 120 decibels. Since operational amplifiers work with minuscule voltages, so these are voltage dBs, 20 times the log, base 10, you'll soon discover that 120 decibels of gain of a good modern-day operational amplifier, just in the bubble packs at Radio Shack, there it's a million to one ratio of voltage gain, 120 decibels, million to one voltage gain, and that little amplifier that you paid $1.41 for in the bubble pack at Radio Shack, so to speak. You know, you're an awful lot of stuff for your money with modern day circuits. And so you could, if you want to, say yes, it's got a million to one power gain, a million to one voltage gain. That's the input current. If the input resistance and the output resistance was the same, rarely are in an op amp. But we'll make all the op amp now same input resistance to make a million to one voltage gain. In that case, would be 10 to the 12 power, which is ratio of gain, 10 to the 12 power, or a 1,000 giga gain, or a mega gain, you could call that. Mega. It's big. It's amazing that such a tiny little circuit running on a power supply of, we'll say, plus or minus 10 volts can give you all that performance, and with the right kind of a feedback network, extreme linearity. Someday, Mel and I will give you some words about operational amplifiers. If you're ever living in the servo amplifiers, you will rapidly encounter operational amplifier circuits, a little bit complicated, good thing to make an investment, a very good investment to learn about them. And again, the decibels there will help you a lot. Gain versus frequency and roll-off characteristics are all expressed in a decibel scale vertical and logarithmic scale horizontal for frequency. And when you do that, horizontal scale logarithmically frequency, vertical scale logarithmically gain and decibels, and a lot easier to understand than if you weren't using decibels and logs. So these are good things to understand. Don't be discouraged by the fact that you're frustrated at first. It doesn't make sense at first. You're going to have to hear these things a few times before they make sense. K2KEY, K2LIW in the segment.
Okay, very good, Dick. This is K2KEY. Yep, very good. Yeah, break it down. Basically, Dick was saying that the amplifier is multiplied terminals by a million. That's basically what I was trying to say in a simpler fashion. And let's leave it at that today. Just try to remember the formulas: dB equals 10 log P2 over P1, and the references power. Voltage in dB, remember that we raise it to 20 log of E2 over E1, or 20 log of I2 over I1. And I think that more or less give you an insight of what's going on with dB. And Dick also said, oh yes, I wanted to mention, I should have said that also, that in cases like this, we were talking about the input and the input, which, of course, everything being equal right through, which in most cases has not really happened in the real world. But for us to do this mass, I want you to understand we're not going to get into any complication of changes in teeth and things like that. So just remember, I made a mistake with my LN on my calculator. I really should be looking at my LOG. That's the second. Many of the calculators, I believe they're laid out like mine, where LN is the regular key, and you have to go to the second operation. If they have a number, they call it. They have to use the second indicator, which is many times in red, and that will be the LOG. So watch it on your calculator, because I have that on my calculator also. I think that's pretty much it, Dick. K2RIW in the text, that's K2KY.
Yeah, as I see it, we've covered some very good ground tonight, Mel, which is one of the foundations of the world of wireless and radio and audio, microphones and hi-fis and DVD players and so on, and iPods. Since the human hearing system and the human visual system have a response that is primarily, and why Mother Nature designed it that way, it's the way it has achieved extremely large dynamic range. The smallest amount of light your eye can detect, a fully dark adapted eye, is only a couple of photons. And the brightest light you can tolerate, directly looking at the sun, which you shouldn't do, but for very brief periods of time, it doesn't create damage. That ratio is a huge number, and we could calculate what that is. I once calculated what is the gain of the Mount Palomar 200-inch optical telescope. If you look at it as a parabolic dish antenna, which answers something like 132 decibels of gain. Huge number. Because it is multiple zillions of wavelengths in diameter. Really big number. And it's got an extremely small bandwidth and a beamwidth, very high resolution. So when it comes to calculating, like that 18-inch dish that you're using to listen to DirecTV satellite reception, typically they have in the vicinity of 32 dB of gain. If it was 33 dB of gain, that would be a 2,000-to-1 power ratio. And around 1 degree or so of beamwidth. I think the mass-produced antenna is around $10 or so. And if you and I were buying an equal piece of equipment 20 years ago, we would pay roughly 20 decibels more dollars, 100 times more dollars, if you know what I mean. So I make jokes about that. For time, it's going to cost you 3 dB more dollars. Engineers understand that. The rest of the world think we're crazy. Okay, this was TechNet number 1,133 for me. It's really 1,134 because Mel took over last week when I wasn't available. And so, I'm glad he did that. Bob, if you're still there, KB1OQD, we'll take your question now. And if you left because of all your busyness, we understand that. KB1OQD, K2RIW. Radar map is showing me that a great big pile of water is about to come down on him. I've got to make sure that all my expensive hardware is up off the floor in my basement because water is coming in. And we got another day and a half of this rain, and then maybe some snow to look forward to. Ain't that nice? 73, you all. Bye-bye for now. And Mel and I will be back. I'm amazed that Mel has got all the patience to answer all those emails. I don't have the time to do that. I'm willing to talk to people vocally, where I can give them 150 words a minute when I'm excited, but I'm an extremely slow typer. And just to give you another example, I know that a very good supplier of ham radio equipment has a website which will show you all of their products. And if you want to order something from them, you will order it by telephone or by mail, snail mail. They do not have a website. You can communicate with them directly. And they advertise right off the bat. They make sure they do that so that the engineer and his wife, who are the main smart plugs of the business, have the time to build the ham equipment and to do the repairs of the stuff that's sent back and send it back to people. And they had a website you could communicate with them directly. The poor guy running Johnny's microwave was on the computer continuously answering people's questions. He no longer had time to do any work. So you want to order something from him, you write him a letter, or you call him up on the telephone. And you only use his website to find out what products he's got. He's got a vast supply of products. And right now, if you're an enthusiast of Downey's microwave, you may know that he cut off the business on April 14th, Saturday, because he's moving from New Jersey to Florida. And he intends to be back in full operation on June 1st in Florida. And on his website, you'll also see the beautiful picture. 73, you all. Bye-bye for now. K2RW and K2YE, K2KEY, the clear for now.